And over every one of our lives, sometimes, depending on what God called you to do, when you find it hard to fulfill certain areas that you need to move into, that you know what God wants to move in, sometimes it's because Satan has a demon assigned against you. And you need to be able to know what is the demon power that is coming against your life. There are, in each one of our lives, we need to understand that you don't need to overcome every single demon one by one. All you need to do is overcome the main one over your life and everything else falls. You fight to win the war. Not just every battle. You win the war, the main battle. Do you know the main battles? In all battle, there's a main battle. For example, in the American Civil War, their one main battle was the Battle of Gettysburg. That main battle changed the flow of the war. So one side began losing and one side started winning. Before that, it was even. But after the Battle of Gettysburg, it would took another 2 more years for the war to be won. But the main war had been fought. The main battle had been fought. So in the same way, when you overcome a main demon, all the rest starts falling. And you find victory in every other area of your life. And sometimes God can reveal to you the specific area, a demonic area that's assigned against your life. You come against them, and all the rest will fall. And overall, sometimes you don't even need to know. As we will see in this series, sometimes your love for the Lord and your worship in the Lord, your faith in the Lord, your general faith in the Lord development is enough to drive out every demon force. So not everybody needs exorcism. Not everybody needs exorcism. And because when you love the Lord, those things can fall too. But sometimes critical areas need exorcism because there are demon powers that you are finding hard to overcome. And there are keys to overcoming them. We have only managed to touch on the main law, bind the strong man and you can spoil his goods. And one of the methods of understanding how to bind a strong man is to understand the nature of the demon force or the name of the demon that is standing against you. When you know it, by revelation from God, not by talking to the demons, but by revelation from God, you have an authority over them. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father,